In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed Sunday from St. John, we hear the Pharisees and the scribes and the people who were baptized by St. John, when they noticed that the Lord and his disciples started to baptize other people, they went to St. John complaining to him and saying this question, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him. Of course, this statement might ignite in the heart of St. John envy towards this man that I baptized, and now he is taking my role. But we find the answer from St. John. He was immediately alert that I should put things as it should be. And he answered the people and said, no one can receive anything except what is given him from heaven. And he started to talk about I should decrease and he should increase in order to make it clear before everyone that there is no way I can envy this man. He is the one that I came to prepare the way for him. Today we will talk about this great mischief and sin, which is the sin of envy. And envy, if we are to define it, it is when someone grieves over the good of someone else. It is not related to the thing, it is related, always experienced in relation to others. Greed is when I want more of something. Envy is, it's not about the thing, it is about someone possessing this thing. And usually the sin of envy starts by comparing myself to others. If we do not compare, we will never be envious to anyone. But usually we fall in this sin when we start comparing and seeing why those people have this and I don't have it. This thing might be positions, might be success, might be like they have got favor before rulers. Then we feel envious to those people. This sin, we can trace it in the Bible back to the devil himself. When he fell and he was cast out away from heaven, he started to envy man because God created man in the likeness of himself. That's why he declared war out of his envious heart. We hear in the prayer of the reconciliation that we were death entered into the world through the envy of the devil. That's why we have to understand that whenever we become envious of anyone else, we share the devil and he becomes our father, because we do what is so much related to him. In most of the sins that we see and the crimes in the Bible, we can identify envy behind this. We can see this in the first crime that was committed in the Bible, when Cain killed Abel. What was behind this? Envy. Because he felt, why God accepted the sacrifice from my brother and he did not accept it from me. We go after this and we see also Joseph, his brothers are selling him as a slave to Egypt because of envy. Why? He got favor in the eye of our father Jacob and we did not get the same. We also can see this in King Saul chasing David and trying to kill him for no reason except for envy. Why David now has got this success? The people are praising him and I don't have the same. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself, we can look at the people who killed him and we can identify this sin, envy. The Pharisees felt so much jealous of him because many people were following him and they were always following him and learning from him, and they, of course, they lost those people, or they assumed that they lost them. Why this sin, envy, is such a grievous and a very serious sin? ليه خطية الحسد دي خطية صعبة جدا? For many, many reasons. One of them, and this sin is never identified. It has the ability to disguise and not to be discovered even by man himself. How many times you think of yourself that I feel this bitterness toward this man because actually I'm envious of him? It is not easy for anyone to discover and to admit that I am envious of anyone else. It's like a hidden cancer that eats this man up, and he cannot see it and he cannot discover it, and he might die with it, but it's very hard to diagnose it. So this is one of the things that make this sin a very, very serious one. Another reason why this sin is such a serious one, it usually makes this man who is afflicted with this sin hostile towards someone else. يعني السن ده بيخلي الإنسان أحياناً عدواني ناحية شخص تاني. ليه؟ طيب أنا الشخص ده أنا مش مستحمل منه حاجة. أنا I want to attack him. I have envy inside my heart, but I cannot see it. That's why it's serious one. It makes people hostile towards each other. And the only reason is because I am envious of this one. Even if I deny, say, and say, no, there is nothing. But maybe I can trace this hostility to a root of envy inside my heart. Envy also is such a serious sin because it has no limit. It does not stop at a certain point. Compare envy to murder. In murder, the crime ends at the time when this man is committing it. Someone killed someone. This ended the situation. The sin was committed and was done. Also in adultery, a man and woman fell in this great mischief, and it was concluded at the end of the act. But envy does not end. It always lives inside the heart of the person. He moves with it. He comes to the church with it. He stands in prayer with it. That's why it's such a serious sin, because it has no limit. It continually endures. Also, envy is more destructive than any of the other sins that we might be aware of. Envy was contributed to a destruction of many churches. You find group of believers, they are all in the same place to worship one God. When envy enters the heart of some of them, you start seeing the church divided. And those people have a group, and another people have another group, and they start fighting under the name of the great zeal. But we can trace the sin and we find envy. It is not like someone by himself to go and commit a crime. Yes, he is inside the church, and the sin is, he did it by himself, very individual. But when the sin of envy attacks a church, it can destroy it very easily. Also, the sin of envy is such a serious one because it is like a tree that brings fruit. It does not start and end like envy. No. Out of this sin of envy, we find anger, hatred, contentions, murder, divisions, and absence of the fear of God. Look how this one sin can lead to and give birth to many other sins that may be as dangerous as this sin. Also, the sin of envy is very dangerous because it does not only affect those people whom we envy, but more and more it destroys the heart of the envious person. Even you can diagnose this person by looking at him. When he speaks about how someone have got honor and he does not deserve it, and I feel like I am worthy of this, you find the contentions of this man, his countenance is threatening. Maybe his face becomes more pale. His hands are like shaken. And you find him saying mad words, maybe reviling against others. So it shows on even the countenance of a man when he is afflicted with this great mischief, envy. And after all, you find this man who envy others, you find him to lose peace. Always feel disturbed. Always feel like, I am not happy. I am not satisfied. I am lacking something. He was afflicted by the sin of envy. And the only way to regain your peace is when you get out this sin from your heart. So knowing all of this about envy, what is the cure? Of course, the cure start by feeling content and satisfied and thankful to God about what I have got. We usually look to what the people have got, and we do not look to what we have been blessed with. If I start focus more on what God have gained, give to me, how I was granted a blessing that I do not deserve, and I start to see and acknowledge the work of God in my heart and my life, at this moment I will start to be content, thankful to God. I will stop comparing myself to others, and then we can stop this great sin, envy. The second point in the way to cure from this sin is that I trust God's justice. Sometimes we feel like God is not just and fair. He has granted some people some blessings that they do not deserve, and we were spared this blessing that we assume that we deserve it. As if God is not fair. As if we are to rule the universe, we can make it better. Of course, we have to think again about our judgment of who deserves and who do not deserve. God is just and fair, and He is the justice itself. We cannot even doubt that He knows exactly whom should take what and help His salvation. The third point in our way to be cured from this sin is to abide in love. When we were given the commandment of love your neighbor as you love yourself, this is a commandment which make you to be cured from this sin of envy. If I love my neighbor as I love myself, I would see that whatever comes to him, all the good that can come, that might come to my neighbor, as if it came to me. I will start to rejoice when someone was to be given something, and to stop being grievous over what people have got, what people were granted from God. Abiding in love, charity, will make us to rejoice when others are blessed, not the reverse. The fourth and last step in our way to cure from this great sin is that when I examine carefully my heart, and I trace the sin of angry towards somebody, this might be envy, and I don't realize this. I have to be very careful and also very meticulous in looking inside my heart, very, very careful. Why I am angry at this person? Why I feel like everything comes from this person, I cannot take it? Why I can take something, the same situation, from someone, I do not take it from this person? Maybe this is because of my envy towards this person. We have to be careful in examining our hearts and open this to your father of confession and talk with him about that. This might help in your cure. The message of today is given to us by St. John the Baptist when he said about the Lord, he should increase and I should decrease. Unless we will be able to feel the same with our neighbors, with the people whom we live among, we will never be able to discover the sin of envy inside our hearts and to get rid of it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.